kitchen. Nice.
And then, of course, we always have to have storage because of all of our tents and stuff. So that's all been out here. Tents and coolers and squeeze bottles.
Rhonda Fincher, executive director of Kendrick Fincher Hydration for Life, is giving a tour of the nonprofit's new office on Poplar Street in Rogers. The approximately 1,800 square foot renovated home is located on the Center for Nonprofits at St. Mary's campus. For the past 8 years, Rhonda's organization used about 1,500 square feet of space in a shopping center, which is located about a 2-minute drive south of the group's new home. Rhonda says they have been looking for more usable space in a better location. They inquired about renting their current office last year, but Rhonda says the price was too much. When the space was still available this year, she says they were able to work out a deal with the Center for Nonprofits, so the rent for the new office wouldn't cost them more than the rent at their previous location. The new space has been remodeled for the organization through the help of volunteers.
The transformation of the inside of the house is, I think it just got that symbolism of the growth of the foundation almost. It's like everybody coming together and making it happen. Without the benefit of a staff, because we've never really had staff. We've really been a volunteer-driven organization, and yet we continue to make progress, we continue to grow, and we continue to, make a difference, but we do it with volunteers and people that are passionate about our cause and really want to help. So I look at this building, and I see it just as a symbolism. You know, and even these chairs we're sitting on, it was just very bizarre how I knew I needed 2 chairs for the office. And, we had used up what little budget we wanted to spend on stuff for the inside. And I'm like, well, they'll come from somewhere. And sure enough, I was at somebody's house and they're like, anybody need 2 chairs? I'm like, yeah, as a matter of fact. You know, and so it's like, you know, stuff just comes together.
The organization was founded after Rhonda's son, Kendrick, died from complications of heat stroke in the summer of 1995. The group's mission is to promote proper hydration and prevent heat illness through education and supporting activities. That mission, along with the organization's vision and new logo, are displayed on the walls of the new office's lobby. The past few months have been full of change for the organization. After moving into the new space in late September, a new logo was unveiled at the beginning of this month. The new logo still includes the runner with the water bottle that was prominent in the previous logo. The burgundy coloring has been replaced with blue hues, and the runner is now surrounded by a drop of water. The organization's name has also undergone some changes. Instead of the Kendrick Fincher Hydration Foundation, it's now Kendrick Fincher Hydration for Life. Executive Director Rhonda Fincher says these changes are to help better signify what it is the organization does. Several of these changes were a result of working with a Fayetteville-based web design and marketing company called White Spider.
We approached them about doing our website and then found out that we just could not afford them. But they wanted to work with us. And as part of working with us, they suggested some changes in our colors, our logo, and they just worked with us through the process. The thing that they requested is that we give them some freedom to be creative, and we did, but they have really honored our history and what we're looking for the future, and they've kind of pulled it all together for us so that it looks great.
Rhonda says White Spider has adopted Kendrick Fincher Hydration for Life as the company's charity of choice this year. In addition to helping with the process of rebranding, White Spider organized a bago and brisket benefit for the nonprofit.
They've been a great partner with us, and you know, they've really gotten involved with the organization, which is we love when the organizations that we work with, the people that support us, want to become involved in the mission because it benefits them and it benefits us. And White Spider is a great example of that because they've just kind of taken us under their wings and have used their expertise to help us and help us look to what we can do to help us grow. And one of the things they liked when they looked at our organization is that we are a local organization that has a national reach. And they are, same thing, they're a local organization, started in Fayetteville, but they have national growth. And so they saw a true partnership that could not only be in Northwest Arkansas, but also national.
Through Through the help of a retired school teacher, the organization is also working on creating a new educational program for school children.
For years, we always just went into the schools, did the presentation, but pretty much all of them were done by me. And Kim Mason now has come in, and she has designed curriculum that can be easily done by any teacher in any school anywhere in the country. So right now we have the K through 4 education curriculum completed, and it's in booklet so that the schools can actually purchase it. It's part of us helping create sustainable revenue. We had a grant that we got this year too from the Larson Foundation, and they paid for the development of the booklet and to help us get the booklet done, and a DVD to accompany that. It's not often you can find funders that will fund, you know, making something pretty and the marketing of it, and that's what they provided to us so that we can help get some sustainable funding. So that was huge for us too, to get that.
Rhonda says they are now working on making the information more relatable for older children so they can develop a curriculum for middle school and high school students. Among the changes the organization has experienced recently, Rhonda says the change in the group's name exemplifies where they've been, who they are, and where they want to go.
We've always been hydration education for children and athletes, heat illness prevention for athletes, and we've made huge inroads in Northwest Arkansas and a lot in the state. And we just want to continue that education there. You know, we were a grassroots organization, and changing the mindset of individuals to realize that, yeah, you kind of do have to educate people on proper hydration because nobody else is doing it. You know, the people that are marketing beverages have commercials on all the time. And in order to educate children on proper hydration, it's important that we continue to educate. So we want to continue what we're doing, which is basic. But we want to just continue to do it on a bigger scale and to reach more people. Our mission is very simple, and it's easily articulated in other parts of the country too. It's just a matter of reaching them.
Next month, Kendrick Venture Hydration for Life will host a holiday open house at its new office, which is located at 1113 West Poplar Street in Rogers. The event is scheduled from 3 to 6 p.m. December 3rd, and it will include punch, cookies, and opportunity to view the 2014 t-shirt finalist designs for the organization's annual youth run, and the chance to vote for your favorite. A ribbon cutting is scheduled for 4:30. More information is available at kendrickfincher.org.